Waldo Butters studied Morgan's injuries in silence for a few moments while I hovered. He was a wiry little guy, and his black hair stood up helter-skelter like the fur of a frightened cat. He wore green hospital scrubs and sneakers, and his hands were swift and nimble. He had dark and very intelligent eyes behind black wire-rimmed spectacles and looked like he hadn't slept in 2 weeks.
"I'm not a doctor," Butters said.
We'd done this dance several times.
"You are the mighty Butters," I said. "You can do anything."
"I'm a medical examiner. I cut up corpses."
"If it helps, think of this as a preventative autopsy."
Butters gave me an even look and said,
"Can't take him to the hospital, huh?"
"Yeah."
Butters shook his head.
"Isn't this the guy who tried to kill you that one Halloween?"
"And a few other times before that," I said.
He opened a medical kit and started rummaging through it.
"I was never really clear on why."
I shrugged.
"When I was a kid, I killed a man with magic. I was captured by the wardens and tried by the White Council."
"I guess you got off."
I shook my head. "But they figured that since I was just trying to survive the guy killing me with magic, maybe I deserved a break. Suspended sentence, sort of. Morgan was my probation officer."
"Probation?"
Butters asked.
"If I screwed up again, he was supposed to chop my head off. He followed me around looking for a good excuse to do it."
Butters blinked up at me, surprised.
"I spent the first several years of my adult life looking over my shoulder, worrying about this guy, getting hounded and harassed by him. I had nightmares for a while, and he was in them."
Truth be told, I still had nightmares occasionally, about being pursued by an implacable killer in a gray cloak holding a wicked, cold sword. Butters began to wet the bandages over the leg wound.
"And you're helping him?"
I shrugged.
"He thought I was a dangerous animal and needed to be put down. He really believed it and acted accordingly."
Butters gave me a quick glance.
"And you're helping him?"
"He was wrong," I said. "That doesn't make him a villain, it just makes him an asshole. It isn't reason enough to kill him."
"Reconciled, huh?"
"Not especially."
Butters lifted his eyebrows.
"Then why'd he come to you for help?"
"Last place anyone would look for him, be my guess."
"Jesus Christ,"
Butters muttered. He'd gotten the improvised bandage off and found a wound, maybe 3 inches long, but deep. Its edges puckered like a little mouth. Blood began drooling from it.
"It's like a knife wound, but bigger."
"That's probably because it was done with something like a knife, but bigger."
"A sword?"
Butters said.
"You have got to be kidding me."
"The council's old school," I said. "Really, really, really old school."
Butters shook his head.
"Wash your hands the way I just did. Do it thorough. Takes 2 or 3 minutes. Then get a pair of gloves on and get back here. I need an extra pair of hands."
I swallowed.
Butters, I don't know if I'm the right guy to—
"Oh, bite me, wizard boy,"
Butters said, his tone annoyed.
"You haven't got a moral leg to stand on. If it's okay that I'm not a doctor, it's okay that you aren't a nurse. So wash your freaking hands and help me before we lose him."
I stared at Butters helplessly for a second. Then I got up and washed my freaking hands. For the record, surgeries aren't pretty. There's a hideous sense of intimately inappropriate exposure to another human being, and it feels something like accidentally walking in on a naked parent. Only there's more gore. Bits are exposed that just shouldn't be out in the open, and they're covered in blood. It's embarrassing, disgusting, and unsettling all at the same time.
"There," Butters said an infinity later. "Okay, let's go. Get your hands out of my way."
"It cut the artery?" I asked.
"Oh, hell no," Butters said. "Whoever stabbed him barely nicked it, otherwise he'd be dead."
"But it's fixed, right?"
"For some definitions of fixed.
Harry, this is meatball surgery of the roughest sort, but the wound should stay closed as long as he doesn't go walking around on it.
And he should get looked at by a real doctor soonest."
He frowned in concentration.
"Just give me a minute to close up here."
"Take all the time you need,"